My experience of the prosecution and court system demonstrates a system which is not person-centric, is more interested in the disposal of cases than healing, protecting the vulnerable, or meaningful consequence. I was in a controlling marriage. There was no physical violence until one event where he nearly killed me. I have to say, I couldn't speak more highly of the police, of social services, of women's aid, or even the magistrates in the court. But I'd be really very critical of the prosecution service and very critical of the judge. It was an appeal judge in the Crown Court who allowed my ex-husband to walk free. He said he realised my ex-husband had a noble career as a professor, and if he were to jail him, he would lose his job, and that would impact on international research. The message was to me, just because you have a fancy title and a really nice career, you can walk free. If perhaps you hadn't, we might have dealt with you differently. There's no awareness given to the effect on family and children. The prosecution service, I challenged them because the police had originally arrested him for attempted murder. But what he actually got a conviction for was assault occasioning actual bodily harm. Although they say there's no such thing as plea bargaining in Northern Ireland, in effect, it was a deal that one set of lawyers had with another set of lawyers that would secure conviction, but not necessarily the right conviction. On the Crown Prosecution Service's website in England, strangulation is an automatic gross bodily harm, but the Public Prosecution Service couldn't define why that's not the case in Northern Ireland. My experience is where a convicted abuser had a custodial sentence reduced, and I think that's appalling. I don't know where there's an end to this, because my incident was in 2015. Since then, he's had no contact with me or the family. But he's still pursuing, in and out of court, to try and get access to his children. And what does that do? It reintroduces fear. New magistrates don't know the history. They're so bloody obsessed, excuse my French, with his human rights, and not the human rights of a woman and her children. And how much does it cost? Well, last year I spent 20% of my salary, my take-home pay, defending it, because I couldn't stand up in court and respond to this. I am terrified about the final cost, not only financial, but on the well-being and safety of my family. Moreover, the abuser is permitted to continue to dispense out his written domestic violence and threats with impunity, rewriting history and emphatically insisting shocking untruths. These are confidential to the court, so I can't even take them to the police to explain how I'm being intimidated. Given the circumstances of extreme domestic violence, rather than a simply acrimonious divorce, the courts facilitate such inhumane actions, and I just wonder if one day we will look back and consider how cruel our system is, just as how we look back at the horror of the slave trade.